The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
A lot of people are afraid of being different. That's one of the worst things that can happen to you.
Yeah.
Because it's what makes you different that is what makes you powerful.
Yeah, you shoot for an A and make a C. It's rather better than shooting for a C and making an F.
At the heart of confidence is action. It's the willingness to try. Mm-hmm. And all you need is to know that if you try, you're not going to die. Mm-hmm. You're just going to learn something. And when you learn something, it removes a little bit of the insecurity so that it makes it slightly easier to try again.
A blade does not become strong. It does not become tempered until it's been through the fire. Until it's been through the fire several times. And this is just your first or second time through the fire. And there's a lot of hammer work that has to take place.
Don't be ashamed of your effort. Midwits hate earnestness and sincere conviction because they can't stand being reminded of the thing they're capable of but resist, actually trying. And Mark Manson's got a quote that's similar that says, "People will try to put the same limitations on you that they put on themselves. Don't mistake their insecurities for your ceiling."
So go for perfection. Reality always comes in under it. But in that moment, when you see the inevitable reality, the outcome, the result, how quickly can we go, okay, but I got so much more out of it, the job, the person, myself, because I went for perfection, than if I'd have just gone for, nah, dude, just pass class.
The discomfort is necessary for growth. Like being tired, pushing yourself, working out when you don't want to, pushing yourself to the point where your body has to adapt and grow and become stronger is a part of this process, and it's beneficial.
Life is going to play out the way it's going to play out. There will be some good and some bad. Most of it is actually just up to your interpretation. You're born, you have a set of sensory experiences, and then you die. How you choose to interpret those experiences is up to you, and different people interpret them in different ways.
I will never wish for fewer epic stories at the end of my life. And I've never regretted failures. I've always regretted things that I didn't try. And so just along those lines of trying to create more bias internally towards action rather than inaction, and normalizing consequences of failure as we said earlier, win or learn.
Sometimes it does suck. And you got to do some hard things. You're like, man, I'm not, this doesn't feel right. Now, does it not feel right, or do we just not like it? A lot of things we got to do that we don't like to do to get to the other side and go, well, especially as we get older, we got things that we've invested in, family and friends and relationships, our own self. Those are some fires that we've been putting logs on for a while. And it can be hard sometimes to sit there and keep tending those fires or keep tending those gardens we're talking about, right, on our own soul. But you sit there and you go, I believe that if I do the hard work now and break this sweat and draw some blood to make this work, which sucks, I'm going to get to the other side. It's a sacrifice I'm willing to take to get to the other side and go, oh, there we go. All right, there we go. Now I can sleep better. Now I can wake up going, yep, I'm still connected to what I created in the past for myself. I did the next right thing for myself.
If you don't see results in the first 2 days or the first week, I'm done. That's the mentality of most people. The struggle is too real. We're not patient. We like in a world where you can Google the best restaurants around me right now, no one is patient. And for you to lose weight, for you to stop drinking, whatever the hell you're going through, it takes a lot of patience, a lot of time, and a lot of pitfalls, a lot of plateaus.
People want to find their passion, but you don't find it, you create it. And you create it by getting good at something. And to get good at stuff, you start by doing something you suck at. Then you get good, then you like it, then people ask how you found your passion. Answer, by starting when you sucked and not giving up.
Again, I'm nervous before I'm going to go speak or something. I got a little thing in my wallet. You're going to die one day, McConaughey. And I'm like, oh, that relaxes me. If I'm going in, complacent, I got another note and tell myself, what you're about to say and do will outlive you. So you better fucking do it well.
No matter how big your dreams, you're going to die. Everyone will move on. Do what you want. It sucks to not be liked, but it sucks more to not be yourself.
The vast majority of successful people have one thing in common, which is they're consistent. And consistency, you cannot see in a snapshot. You can't see consistency in a soundbite. You can't see consistency in a reel. And so consistency is one of those things I think you talked about, unlearnable lessons. I think they are difficult to learn without large amounts of exposure.
Consistency doesn't guarantee that you'll be successful. But not being consistent will guarantee that you won't reach success. You have a productivity hack, an easy productivity hack. Instead of spending time getting in the mood to work, just start working. Confront the work. People think they need perfect conditions to start, when in reality, starting is the perfect condition.
One day that thing's gonna come up. And if you're not constantly performing without purpose, you're not gonna be ready when the time comes. It's this magical thing, purpose, that we're all looking for. But what's funny about it all is that we need these things to perform. But we don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us, because the very purpose is you.
Hustle, hustle, hustle. Sleep with sin in my household.
Hard work is the goal. And so it's not like work hard so that X, because as soon as you have a so that, then the X is the thing. But if the goal is to work as hard as you possibly can, then the only real output we have is who we become along the way.
This is what hard feels like. Did you expect it not to be hard? Did you expect this thing that you're trying to achieve not to be difficult? Every other person feels the exact same way. They also feel the hunger, they also feel the fatigue, they also feel the double-digit testosterone level and the lack of motivation and the I've got to keep the business going and I've got to keep the relationship steady and I've got to do the rest of it. Every other person that you're competing with also feels this. So when you feel that, know that this is your opportunity to separate yourself out from the pack.
I saw my dad asleep one time in my life. I got up at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning and went through the kitchen and peeked and I saw him sleep and I went and woke up my brothers like, dude, but dad's still asleep. He actually died 2.5 months later. And connected that idea that, oh, if he slept in that late, he must have not been feeling well. If it was daylight, you couldn't be inside. There's a fierce sense of independence. 30 minutes of TV a night, max. Mom would always say, why are you gonna watch?
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1.
Medications require eligibility and prescription. Patients on 15 milligrams of tirzepatide had an average of 21% weight loss in a 72-week clinical trial when paired with diet and exercise. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
Skincare experts and dermatologists have often touted the benefits of indoor humidity as essential for healthy, glowing skin. But did you know dry air can start to harm your skin in as little as 30 minutes? For years, many people have relied on humidifiers for better skin, sleep, and overall wellness. But traditional models? Bulky, mold-prone, and difficult to maintain. That's where Canopy Humidifier comes in. Recommended by leading dermatologists, Canopy is a completely reimagined humidifier designed to elevate any space, offering the ultimate in skincare and wellness benefits. Canopy's clean moisture combats dryness, dullness, and fine lines while strengthening the skin's barrier and boosting the effectiveness of topical skincare products. With its sleek design, Canopy is the cleanest and easiest humidifier on the market. With its unique technology, cleaning is as easy as popping it in the dishwasher. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy humidifier purchase today with Canopy's filter subscription. Even better, use code PODCAST at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Your skin will thank you.
Someone doing something when you can go out in the world and do it yourself. Turn that damn thing off. Get outside.
I am okay being a beacon of relentless hard work. I'm okay being the guy who says, fuck your mental health. I'm okay with it. Because I've given it a lot of thought, and I think that there is, the other side is wildly overrepresented. And I'm willing to sit on the logical extreme because I think it will help more people.
You're going to go through this pain. You're going to go through the suffering. How are you going to choose to show up? Like I was talking about before, there are things out of your control. What's in your control? How can you take that power back into your own hands? And what are you going to take from it? What kind of meaning can you find from taking power out of what you feel powerless in?
When I wake up tomorrow and I'm going to be pretty fucking tired and feel like shit, I'm going to go, you know, something I always tell myself is, how you feel right now is why no one else does what you want to do or does what you do. And if you push through this, that's just even, you know, more of a reason why no one will ever be who you are. And so it's like, I think being able to push through unhappiness and do things you don't want to do consistently year after year over the course of a decade is like the ultimate advantage.
And the idea of just living an okay life just sounds so terrifying to me, that the freedom to fail over and over again is still more fulfilling to me. At least it feels like it's real than walking through kind of on autopilot.
Everyone is jealous of what you've got. No one is jealous of how you got it.
I love that quote.
My God. People see the trophies, but not the training ground.
Everybody wants the view, but no one wants the climb.
Stop worrying. Your fear of looking stupid to people you don't know is holding you back.
Why do you care? Why do you care so much what people think about you, what you went through? Why are you putting so much on other people and what they may say about you? Like, there's some stuff I talk about, you know, that is pretty embarrassing for some people. But she got to a point in her life where she was able to, you know, stop caring, because we all have our shit.
Nobody cares, folks. Stop letting the internet dictate your mood. Stop it. Stop letting people decide how you're going to feel today. Oh, I had a tough day. Life, it's an old saying. I didn't come up with it. It's an old saying. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. Just don't give a shit.
But if you were to go back in time and have a conversation with your 20-year-old self when you were starting from zero, what's the best advice that you would give to your younger self?
To not give a fuck what anybody thinks about you. You have to believe in yourself. I think when I was younger, I didn't have relentless belief in myself, and I wasn't unapologetic about who I was. It took me a long time to be who I am today.
If you're gonna eat shit, get good at it.
Yeah.
What do you mean when you say that?
Well, look, no. Life is not going to be butterflies and flowers and rose gardens all the time.
Enjoy it. Make the best of it. You know, it's even briefer than that. Each moment just disappears. It's gone. There's only a present moment, and it's gone instantly. So if you're not there for it, if you're stressed out or you're anxious or you're thinking about something else, you missed it. So any moment when you're not in that moment, you are dead to that moment.
Sean Puri's got this thing where he says, don't follow what most people do because you don't want the results that most people get. The average person is obese, likely to be divorced, and has less than $1,000 in the bank. It feels safe to do what everyone else is doing, but it's actually a terrible decision.
I know why you hate me. You hate me because you're probably in the bed right now. You're probably an underachiever. You're probably somebody who doesn't want to do anything with your life. So I make you question everything about yourself. So I'm going to continue making you question yourself by coming out here and being even more successful.
The bottom line is that if you're talking about beating everybody else on the planet to a thing, what you're actually talking about is, what are you prepared to sacrifice psychologically, physically, existentially, relationally, socially, in terms of your self-esteem, your confidence, everything, right? All of that. Because if there's even a part of you that's thinking, well, I'm going to do this, but I'm going to balance it because I want to feel satisfied and I want to feel comfortable with myself and so on and so forth, that's fine for as long as it contributes to your performance within the domain that you're competing in. You don't become confident by shouting affirmations in the mirror, but by having a stack of undeniable proof that you are who you say you are. Outwork your self-doubt.
Like, and I promise you, every single person who wants to do something with their life and has done something with their life has gone through the exact chapter that you're going through. And it's the lonely chapter. It's the chapter where you you don't fit in with your own friends, but you don't have the outcomes yet to fit into a new group of friends.
You don't have to feel good about it. You just have to keep going. The feeling will pass, but you will remain. You are greater than your feelings. Going to bed late and waking up early to work for a few days won't kill you. You're not going to burn out. You're doing what it takes. If you're one of those people that push work-life balance, just remember, the people who like working a lot don't care. I've never regretted trying harder at anything ever. Hard times last long, but an epic story feels like a lifetime.
Find what feels like play to you, but looks like work to others. So it looks like work to them, but to you it feels like play. It's not work. So you're going to outcompete them because you're doing it effortlessly. You're doing it for fun. They're doing it for work. They're doing it for some byproduct. To you, it's art. It's beauty. It's joy. It's flow.
Everything's going to be okay. Everything you're worried about is going to be okay. That too. Whatever it is, that also is going to be fine.
For me personally, there's no lack of urgency when I wake up in the morning to think, oh, don't worry, I got all the time in the world, because I know I don't, and I'm lucky to be here, and I'm going to try and live in a way that will at least do justice for my friends that aren't here.
And that's what's painful, is that it takes more effort to start in the beginning, and more people are right about the fact, they're like, hey, you're not going to hit it big. And guess what? A month in, you're not. But they're only measuring on months. And at 6 months, you're also not going to have hit it big yet. And they're going to be like, I'm still fucking right. And at a year, you're still not going to have hit it big. And they'll still be fucking right. And every day that you haven't hit it, they're going to feel like they were right. But they're wrong. Because they're measuring in days and you're measuring in decades.
A friendly reminder that in 3 generations, everyone who knew us will be dead, including the people whose opinions stopped you from doing what you wanted all along. Imagine that someone you know achieves every dream and hits every goal they have. Years later, they get old and die. 2 years after that, how much do you care? About as much as everyone else will if you accomplish your goals and dreams. Do it for you.